Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Nazir Nun Zayin. We are holding on Nun Vav and Beis at the Mishnah, which is five lines from the bottom of the Amud. So in the most recent sugyos, we have learned that there are several levels of Tumah. In some cases, if a Nazir interacts with that Tumah, it makes him tummy, and cancels his nazirus, and requires a redo. He must now shave, karbonis, and redo the nazirus. An example of such a tumah is an etzem, a bone chip, kisa'ir, the size of a kernel of barley. Another touches that, or carries that, maga umrasa, he is megaleach. Shaves, redoes the nazirus. Then we have a case of another interacting with a revius of dam, of a mace. Now, although a revius dam, on the one hand, is more strict, is more stringent than an etzem kesoira. Etzem kesoira is only metame bebanga ubemasa, not be'oil. Whereas a revius dam is metame in all situations, touching, carrying, and even in the same oil as a person. So if you find yourself on the same roof as a revius dam, it's mitzami. So despite the fact that it has that added element of tumma, it can convey tumma even by oil, we have learned it will not affect the nazir. Interaction with a revius dam will not trigger a giluach. Okay, these are, you know, halacha l'moshim esinais. Which tumah has which effect? Amar Rabbi Akiva, danti lifnei Rabbi Eliezer. I presented my argument to Rabbi Eliezer. How can this be true? Ma'im etzem kaseira. Take a look at the bone chip, which has a leniency, right? She'enim etame adam ba'oil. It only conveys tumah by way of touching and carrying, not oil. Still, how does it affect a nazir? Hanazir migaleich al magoi val masoi. If a nazir should touch or interact with this thing, maga o masa will trigger a giluach. Certainly the revius dam, which in a way stands higher than just an etzem kesoira. Revius dam shu metame adam ba'oil. Typically it's metame a person even through oil. So how's that chumrah? Don't you think? Einoi din. Doesn't it give to reason that another should be megaleach upon interacting with a revius dam? She another megaleach al mago val maso. Amrali, Rabbi Eliezer responds to me, Maze Akiva, what is this? What kind of argument is this? You can't, ain't done and kan mekalvachem. You cannot derive from a kalvachem in this context. He doesn't explain why. Ukshebasi v'ritzesi hadvarim. Rabbi Akiva is speaking. He says, when I proceeded and presented my argument before who? Lifnei Rabbi Yeshua. Amarli, he validated my argument, first of all. Yafa Amarta. Elokein Amar Alacha, but this is the way that Alacha was said. Iboilahu. Questions like this. We have the Alacha of Etzem Kesoira. Metame, Bemaga, and Bemasa, not Boil. So it's Kal. But Nazir is Megaleach. We have the Alacha of Revius Dam. Metama b'maga b'masa u'ba'il, but there is no giluach nazir. Although we can theoretically make a kalvachomer, we don't make kalvachomers on halacha. Right? The Melech HaShlem explains kalvachomer is one of the 13 midos, 13 formulas, which are used to expound in the Torah, but it's only meant to be used on a pasuk, not on something which was conveyed by way of halacha al-mashim esinai. So therefore, the kalvachomer is invalid. Iboilu, the question is like this. We can't use a kalvachomer on top of halacha. Which one of these two, etzem kesoira or revius dam, which one is the halacha? Etzem kesoira halacha, the fact that a nazir, by touching etzem kesoira, needs to be megaleach. That is the halacha al-mashim esinai. Revius dam kavachim, and trying to learn revius dam to have the same effect on the nazir from a kavochemer from etzem kaseira. That's a kavochemer from halacha. They ain't done in kavochemer mi halacha. You can't derive by way of kavochemer if it's rooted in the halacha. You're trying to learn something from etzem kaseira, which is the halacha. It doesn't work. Or perhaps it's the other way around. Reviyas dam halacha. The fact that it reviyas dam is metame. You know, be'oil is not learned by way of the pasuk, even though the pasuk does speak about nefashos dam, which is about a revius. Perhaps it's only a double revius, nefashos, you know, a certain amount from each mace, basically indicating you need more than a revius, a half a lug, which is the shear of two nefashos. So perhaps only half a lug of dam from this mace is metame. So you need a halacha l'mishim esina to tell you otherwise. Even revius dam is metami b'magi b'masa boil. Perhaps that's the halacha that the Tana Rabbi Shua was referring to. Revius dam is the halacha. Ve'etzem kesoira. And now to go and learn an additional halacha to the revius dam to suggest that revius dam will trigger a giluach of the nazir based on a kalvachimer from etzem kesoira. You can't do that. Ve'ein donen kalvachemer mehalacha, because you can't structure a kalvachemer if it's based on halacha. Meaning, we're taking a look at Revius Dam, and we're saying, look, it has a stringency, has a chumrah, has a chomer, right? Kalvachemer has a chomer, unfound in etzem kesoira, which is not metame boil. Here it is metame boil. Why is it metame boil over here? Here meaning Revius Dam, because of the halacha. That's what we're suggesting. Perhaps the halacha is a reference to Revius Dam. So the chumrah in Revius Dam, which is the basis for the kavachemer, is a halacha l'mashim esina. You can't do that. You can't make a kavachemer based on halacha. So question. Rabbi Shua says you can't do the kavachemer because, you know, you can't make a kavachemer on the halacha. We discussed two items, Etzem Kesoira and Revius Dam. Which one was the halacha that Rabbi Shua is referring to? Etzem Kesoira is the halacha, and kavachemer from that is a problem, or Revius Dam was halacha. And creating a kavachemer based on a chumrah, which is a halacha, doesn't work. Tashma, we have a right to the first approach. Etzem Kesoira halacha, or Revius Dam is now trying to learn through a kavachemer from the halacha, Ve'in Danin. So it's clear like the first approach. Etzem kesa'ir is the halacha. Revius Dam is trying to learn from there. You can't do that. Hajun halach kohen gadol. Continues the Mishnah. Shnei nazirim. We have two fellows, both nazirim, walking along. She'amar lahem echad, a third fellow approaches and says, look, reisi echad mekem shenitma. I happen to notice that one of you two encountered a tumas meis. Ve'ini yodei iz mekem. I'm not sure which one. So now both these fellows, Reuben and Shimon, are a suffix, whether they're another tummy, and requires giluach, and karbonis of tuma, chatas, and oil, and asham. He doesn't know, am I tummy, or am I tar? In which case, I go through a different procedure. I shave, and I bring karbonis tahara, chatas, oil, shlamim. So me suffix, they need to go through both processes. So first they wait 30 days, because I'm not tummy, I can't do giluach today, I have to wait 30 days. So megalchen, they shave after 30 days. Umabin carbon tuma, the carbon tahara. They both chip in and purchase two sets of karbonis. One set of karbonis tuma, chatas oila and asham, and one karbon tahara, chatas oila and shlamim. They sort of condition it. I'm not sure if I'm Tomei and I need these, and your turn and you need those, or the other way around. Ve'omer, and they say like this. Reuben turns to Shimon. Im ani hu Tomei, if I'm the one Tomei, okay, so I just shaved, and these are my karbanis tuma, karban tuma shali, and the other set, the karban tara, that's yours, shalcha. Im ani ha-tar, if I'm the really, I'm the tar one, your Tomei, then it's the other way around. Karban tara shali, the tara is mine, the karban tuma is shalcha. Ve'seif and shleishim yam, they wait another 30 days, because the fellow that's tummy needs a giluach now and a giluach after he redoes the nazirus. They both wait another 30 days and they bring merely one set of karbanis. They don't need to bring Karbanis Tumah that was already brought, was already satisfied. Umivin Karban Tara, they bring a set of Karbanis Tara of Omer, and it says like this, Im Ani Atami, if I was the one who initially became Tumah, he said, those Karbanis Tumah 30 days ago were mine, Karban Tumah Shali, and those Karbanis Tahara 30 days ago were yours, the Karban Tara Shalach, so you're done. 30 days ago, you're done. V'zeh, now these Karbanis here, Karban Tara, say, it's my Karban Tara. If I'm the one that was initially tar and you're the one that was tummy, so carbon tahara shali, the carbonus tahara of 30 days ago, that was mine. The carbon tumah shalcha, and those carbonus tumah were yours, and today's carbonus are yours. Vizek carbon tahara shcha, the completion, the conclusion of your nazir's tahara. So the Mishnah speaks about two fellows and a third fellow approaching them and pointing out to some tumah that they may have touched. Ketani shtei nazirim, sham lehem echad, ruisi echad mechem shenitma. Mishnah speaks about two fellows walking along the road. A third fellow approaches. I noticed perhaps some tumah encounter. I'm not sure which one of you got tumah. We have to go to chumra, this whole process, to cover all the uncertainties. Why? Why worry about it at all? Where does this suffix tumah encounter take place? In the street. Meaning in public. We have three people. Three is a crowd. And we know, by call Safak Tumah Bishus HaYachid, the halacha that when a person encounters a Safak Tumah in private, in a private domain, he has to treat himself as Tumah. How do we know that? Chumra, Meicha Yafinila, from Saita, Mi Saita, that it was a question of the problematic interaction between the Isha and the Isha. We go to Chumra, she's usher to go back home until she drinks the Mei Saita. So we see a Safek Tumah taking place in private is treated stringently. Well, how many people were there? Max two. Ma Saita, well, just like the Saita, is only involving two people, Boyel of Nivellas, the man and the woman. Av Kol, Safek Tumah, which is a Yachad, likewise. If you want to compare that to another situation of Safek Tumah in a Shusay Yachad, you need at most two people. That's a private area. Ki goin di kebe trei, avalacha shnei nazirim. But if you have two Nazirim, this third fellow approaching them, Hatlasa, you have a total of three people. That's no longer Eir Rishus HaYachid. That's in public. Havalei Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim. That's a totally different situation. That's a Safek Tumah taking place in public. V'chal Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim. What is the halacha there? Sveikei Tar. Tesa says, simply speaking, it's a Chazaka. When it's in Rishus HaYachid, we have a chiddush from Saita, we go to Chumra, but otherwise, a person has a chazaka. I was tar, I'm still tar. So why even be concerned about it? Amar Rabba Bar Avuna was speaking that this third fellow is not together with them. She don't really have a crowd. He's standing from afar. Boimer, his fellows claim, Yerisi, Tuma Shenizru Kabeinechem, I was standing far away. The Rush says, beyond four Amis, so it's a different area, so to speak. I noticed some Tuma being thrown amongst you. I'm not sure which one touched it. So now it's a Rishus HaYachad. You only have two people involved. Amar Rashi Dekanami. The wording of the Mishnah indicates as such, as this fellow is standing from afar. Dektani. Vini Adei Ezim Mikem. He says, I'm not sure which one touched it. Well, if he was standing right there, of course he would have seen. Maybe he can say, I forgot. But to say that I didn't notice which one touched is indicative of the fact that he was standing at a distance. Shema Mina. So after 30 days, they go and shave, bring karbanis, and they condition it. Another 30 days later, they shave again. Question. The fellow that's tummy, okay. He's allowed to shave now. Although he's removing his payas, but the giluach of Nazir overrides that concern. But the other fellow, wherever he should be, one of these two people are not required to do this second giluach, because he was never tummy, he was Yaitzi the first giluach. How could he go and shave again? Misafek, Vamai, Dilma Lav Tmein Inun. Perhaps this fellow is not tummy, but Ka'avid Hakafa. And he's clean shaving his head, removing his pace. The word Hakafa literally means to round off. So you would sort of leave the top of the head, you know, top of the hair. The hair on top of the head, and take off the corners of the payas. But it's just an expression, meaning he removes his payas by doing this giluach nazar, which may not be needed. Amar Shmo was speaking of Be'isha, who has no prohibition against removing payers. The katan ori, a katan, who likewise has no iser. Frank the Gemara, the lukma begadol, why can't we be speaking about an adult? And there is no concern because he's doing a complete shave. That's not called akafa. The akafa is kolaroish, removing all the hair from one's head. Lishma akafa. Akafa means you have hair and the corners are gone. But there's no hair, that's not akafa. There's no concern. So why was Shmuel concerned and he had to say it's speaking about the isha and the katan? Apparently, the fact that Shmuel did not apply this solution of Hakafas Kalaresh Loishma Hakafa is indicative of the fact that he holds that it doesn't work. Shema Minokas of Shmuel apparently holds, yes, it is a problem. Even a full hair removal is a problem. Because ultimately, you removed your payers. Hakafas Kalaresh Shema Hakafa. Marzutra Masna Lashmata de Shmuel Asefa. Marzutra applied this interpretation of Shmuel to the next part of the Mishnah, which actually was mentioned yesterday as well, a similar situation of a Nazir Safik, Nazir Shayat Tameh B'Safik, Nazir who encountered a Safik to Masmeis, he's not sure whether or not he's Tameh, Umuchat B'Safik, he's also not sure whether he's a Mitzera. So he needs to do it four times over, we discussed this yesterday in great length, Oyechal B'Kachim L'Chashishim Yoyim, so he keeps two Nazirias, and then he eats Kachim, because then he's surely done with his Tzaras, Umgalech, Dalit Tiglachis, and totally, and in total, he has to do four times Naziris. Basically, if it's a standard 38 Nazir, he'll do 30, 30, 30, 30, total of 120. Same question. He's not sure whether he even needs the extra shavings. Vokavad HaKafa, he's removing his pace, perhaps unjustifiably. Same Teretz, Amar Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, Visha Vakatim is speaking about these individuals who have no liability in terms of HaKafa. On the topic of HaKafa, Amar Rav Huna, you should know Hamakiv is Hakatan, even if one removes a minor's payas. The fact is, you're an adult, and you're not meant to do that. Harehu Chayev, the one who does it, the barber is Chayev Malkus. It's all about the barber, not about the person who receives the haircut. Amalei Rav Adabar Aval Rav Huna. Well, I noticed your kids with fully shaven heads. V'didach man, who shaves your kids' heads? Man Megalech Lahoin. My fire springs. It was common procedure when they had an illness and they recovered from an illness. This was a way to sort of rejuvenate them. Total shave. So apparently Rav Adab Rava was unhappy. He held that although he himself held that a katan is okay with Hakafa because it's all about the barber. That was his personal shita. So he's asking Rav Huna, well, you know, I see your kids walking around that way. Doesn't that say something about the halacha that it's okay? Right? So if you hold it's aser, who does your kids? Amrleis, so Rav Huna says, well, my kids, my wife does it. Chayva, that was her name. She's the one who does it. And since, as we said before, an isha is not involved in the iser of hakafa, so, you know, according to Rav Huna, that it's all about the barber, well, she can be the barber. He wasn't happy, Rav Adu. He says, Tikberinun Chayva Libne. Chayva should bury her kids. She was unhappy about what she's doing. Why is she removing the payas? In fact, his words came true. Kulu Shneider Rav Adu Barava throughout Rav Adu Barava's entire lifetime. Leikayim Le Zara Le Rav Huna. Rav Huna's children did not survive. He didn't have any success with his kids. Passed away. He was childless throughout his lifetime. Tesis brings the Pasuk in Kehelas, Kishkoga Sheyotzeis Milfnei Hashalat, a great man who utters something, even an off-handed comment, has value, has meaning, has an effect. Loyalin. Okay, in any case, we have a running machlokes between Rav Huna, who focuses on the barber, and Rav Adi Bar Ava, who focuses on the fellow receiving the haircut. So basically, it crosses over. So if the one receiving the haircut is a katan, right? Contra Rav Adi Bar Ava, it's fine. It's all about the fellow on the barber's chair. Whereas the contra Rav Huna, it's about the barber. So it's aser to do it if you're a, you know, gadol. On the other hand, on the flip side, if it's an isha giving the haircut, well, according to Rav Huna, it's fine. It's all about the barber. Contra Rav Adi Bar Ava, no. The one receiving the haircut is an adult, and it's also. We'll try to figure out the reason behind the machlekes. Michti, let's analyze this closely. Taravayu svira lu, it's pretty clear that both opinions hold hakafas kalorosh shmakaf. Okay, a full removal of all one's hair is considered an isra of hakafa. That was the story with his sons who had their full bald haircut, and it was still a problem. Okay, so with Mike and Miflegi, what then is the machlekes here? The answer is going to be, well, it depends on the drushes, and that tells us whether we look at the one giving the haircut or the one receiving the haircut. Rav Huna Savar, lo yisakivu pas reishchem, v'lo yisashchiz es pas zikancha. Don't remove payest, don't destroy your beard. We connect it to kol sheyesh nei b'hashchasa, a fellow who is involved in removing hair of one's beard, meaning a man who has that potential, yesh nei b'hakafa, he is warned against removing his payest. V'hani nashi, but what about these women who are not involved in removing their beards? They have no beards. Hoyel ve'lesna b'ashchasa. Hashchasa's beard is not applicable to them, so the entire pasuk, it's all one package. The entire pasuk is not applicable. Lesna nabi b'akafa, they can go remove payers, their own or somebody else's. So going to Rav Huna, it's all about the barber. Rav Ada bar Abba Savar, he holds echad ha-makiv ve'echad ha-nikiv b'mashma. When the pasuk says loy sakifu, it's not just about the barber. It's about the barber and the fellow receiving the haircut. Ve'iskish makiv l'nikiv, and we connect it to. It's inseparable. It's one package. Kol echad ha-nikiv machayiv, in a situation where it is problematic for the one receiving the haircut. He is chayev upon removal of his payas, an ish, an adult. In that case, you can't separate the barber. Makif nami machayev, even the barber is chayev upon doing that, even if she's an isha, who herself doesn't relate to this chayev, but since the fellow on the barber's seat is usher, you can't do it for him either. Right? It's all about the one receiving the haircut. V'hai katan, as opposed to a katan getting a haircut. Hoyel b'hu gufei la bar onchin hu d'mechayiv. He's not one liable for this punishment. He's not included in the iser. He's a katan. Likewise, makif nami le'mechayiv, the one providing the haircut is not chayiv either. So that's the makar, the source of the machlekes. Is it about the barber, that's Rav Ada bar Ava's approach, or about the one receiving the haircut, that's Rav Huna's approach? Now, it would seem that if you're good on both ends, if it's the Isha giving the haircut to a katan, so either way you're safe. It shouldn't be a problem. So the question is, why was he upset that his wife was shaving the kids? So some say it's Isamid Rabbonin, and in fact, that's how the Rambam paskins. Okay, so we had a chiddush, you cannot derive kal v'chomer from halacha. Safek tumah b'shus rabim is tor, but you need at least three people. This fellow here, who encountered these two nazirim, was standing at a distance. It was not considered shus rabim, therefore, they have to treat their situation l'chumra. 30 days they shave, two sets of karbanis, either mine or yours. Another 30 days, another shave, another set of karbanis for the nazir who was tameh and is now tor. Question is, how can they both shave? After 60 days, one of them is shaving for no reason. He's doing hakafas harosh. Answer is, either we're speaking an isha who's a nazira, or a katan. And we have the machlokes regarding the definition and guidelines of the lav of hakafa. All the best to you, and much, much hatzlacha.